the end. Beautiful friend.
I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at Scuttlebutt Network. And we've got a fantastic show coming up for you today. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kennelly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Medicare Lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard Tom speak that fast.
I'm pissed off.
He's doing that the legalese, you know, at the end of the commercial.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, okay, but whatever. We need to move forward.
They're absolutely. But hey, yeah, members of the Scuttlebutt Network are probably aware that we recently lost a true patriot and great asset in the South Alabama veterans community, veteran Lou Lartigue, who not only served his country with honor, but he also came home to serve the veterans community in South Alabama and the community at large. And so we are dedicating tonight's show to Lou and his legacy by remembering Lou's impact in the veterans community and his lasting legacy. And we're joined first by veteran Pat Downing, who worked with Lou on countless endeavors. Pat, thank you for joining us to celebrate Lou, and congratulations on your recent recognition from Senator Tuberville.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It's a pleasure to be here with you. For some of our listeners who may not have seen or read Lou's obituary, if we have time, I'd like to highlight a few things.
Sure.
Yeah, so Lou attended McGill Institute here in Mobile. He as a University of Southern Mississippi. He was commissioned an officer in the U.S. Army and deployed to Vietnam, where he served a year. And his 20-year military career included assignments in the 25th Infantry Division in Hawaii, the 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg, signal and logistics positions in Thailand, Arizona, Germany, and the Pentagon. And he earned a master's degree from the Florida Institute of Technology, was awarded 2 Bronze Stars, Airborne Wings, and many other Army and unit awards. Of course, we all knew Lou after he retired from the Army as a lieutenant colonel after 20 years. He worked with the defense contractor in D.C. for 15 years, and he returned to Mobile in 2005, where he started volunteering in various capacities. With Our Lady of Lourdes, he was on the parish council, was Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Council 8740. Lou was a former commander of VFW Post 49, a member of the Honor Guard at American Legion Post 250, and member of the South Alabama chapter of the Military Officers Association. And of course, we know him for his most famous position he held, was past president of the South Alabama Veterans Council for 16 years from 2009 to 2025. And he was on the board of directors of the Parkway Senior Citizen Center, director for the State Veterans Cemetery Foundation, and past president of the Society of Logistics Engineers. And he was the Mobile Bay Area Veteran of the Year for 2016. So for more than 35 years. And he did so much for the church community and veterans throughout the Gulf Coast, and he's what I say one of the giants of our veterans community.
He was just an unbelievable gentleman, as well as a veteran and a veterans advocate and a real patriot. It's just really rough that we even have to do this and talk about this at this time, because we Lou wasn't expecting this nationally, and we certainly weren't either. But it is what it is. You know, the Lord calls us when he wants us, and he takes us when he's ready for us to go. But Lou certainly made an unbelievable mark on this area and in the veterans community. And I know that you served on several boards with him as well, didn't you?
I did. Tom, in the days of the sailing ships, each ship had a thick line or a cable that connected the mainmast to the foremast. And this line was called the mainstay. And it was absolutely critical to prevent the ship from losing its mainmast in a storm. And the word mainstay became a metaphor for any chief support or cornerstone. And that's what Lou Lartigue was. He was
Definitely.
One of the mainstays of our veterans community. And I put Lou up there with Admiral Doc Abbott, United States Navy, Admiral Bill Stewart, U.S. Coast Guard, Captain Hal Pierce, U.S. Navy, who in 1886 began our tradition of the Veterans Day commemoration in Mobile. I put Lou up there with Glenn Frazier, Colonel Bill Callender,
sure.
and Bill Ackerman, all leaders in our veterans community.
Well, you know, Pat, that being said, he was kind of one of the last monarchs of that area. You know, Captain Hal Pierce and Colonel Callender and those guys. That's they're whittling down on us.
Oh yeah, and we all know how much he accomplished as president of the South Alabama Veterans Council from 2009 to 2025. I believe we had some good leaders before that. Glenn Frazier was the first president. Followed by John New, but it was Lieutenant Colonel Lou Lartigue
right.
that brought the South Alabama Veterans Council to the next level. And under Lou's leadership, I believe the council became more relevant to all of the veteran service organizations in the five counties of South Alabama, and especially Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Sure.
And I also saw it grow and become more professional with Lou as president.
Right.
And I saw it up close because I was Lou's vice president from 2015 until he stepped down in 2025. And another important thing, under his leadership, the South Alabama Veterans Council had an impact across Alabama because a lot of organizations patterned themselves after the South Alabama Veterans Council.
Right.
For example, I have a moment here, Central Alabama Veterans Collaborative in Birmingham, the North Alabama Veterans and Fraternal Organization Coalition in Huntsville, and then more recently, the River Region Veterans Coalition in Montgomery. Those organizations are closely patterned after our South Alabama Veteranship, all to Lou's credit.
Yes, yeah. And that's awesome, you know, to even know that that was even considered when they started their own organizations. But there was a pattern, and everybody copied it, but it had a lot to do with our leadership. And you guys, you played a big part of that. Now Colonel Barrow is a big part. We got Colonel Barrow on board here with us now. Bring on that line, too, Phil. Yeah, Colonel Barrow.
Hey, how are you? It's good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir. We were just talking about Brother Lou there as we were progressing along, and you're now the president of South Alabama Veterans Council, and I'm sure you have an opinion about our brother.
Well, first I have some extremely big shoes to fill, and Lou Lartigue's legacy with what all he's accomplished in the South Alabama Veterans Council. I actually got to know Lou whenever I became the Director of Army Instruction, working with the Mobile County JRTC programs, and he was very instrumental in taking me under his wing. As a new director, I taught for 11 years at LaFleur High School and got bumped up to that supervisory position for all the programs in the district. And he had me come speak on several occasions to the South Alabama veterans community. And he knew about some initiatives we were doing out there for our young people, youngest citizens. And he made it his business to make sure that, one, that what we were trying to do with a summer program to encourage them to look at workforce opportunities here in the Mobile area, as well as collegiate opportunities and scholarships. But he was so instrumental in getting me before so many of the veteran service organizations, and they wound up, you know, financially helping support that effort. And so I was always deeply indebted to Lou. And then eventually, over the years, we became pretty close. And you've already heard Pat Downing talk about it. And Pat and Lou cornered me toward the end of my JRTC career and said, we think that you'd be a good person to take the helm of this. And I was a little reluctant because I knew about what a tremendous legacy he was. And the one neat thing about Lou that I got to learn we were both 82nd Airborne Division guys, although at different times, as well as Pat. Pat's an 82nd guy. And it turned out that Lou had actually served as a signal officer in the Air Defense Battalion that was assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division that I eventually came to and served with for two different tours. Right. So we had that personal little connection there. Mm-hmm. That was pretty special to me. And he had served there, obviously, in a different, just a few years before me. But it meant a lot that we had that extra connection. And I had a chance to listen to you and Pat talk. And the one thing I'd like to share about Lou that a lot of people, first of all, he was a badass soldier. He was a great soldier. That was first and foremost. But as a man, I don't think you would find a more kind or humble individual who did everything in his power to make sure that other people were recognized for the work that they did.
Oh, yes.
He never was wanted to be in the limelight. He was all of us could learn from the character that Lou Lartigue presented. The other thing that I noted there, and all of us, as you know, were at the funeral. It was such a beautiful ceremony. But his commitment to his faith and his priorities, and the priest did such a marvelous job talking about Lou, that his personal time to the church, but his priorities were God first and foremost, his family, and it was such a beautiful family that we got a chance to meet with under difficult circumstances. But then his country and the veteran community, just he is the full package of what all of us should really try to be. Kind, again, just the kindness that would radiate from him to anybody and everybody.
Right. What a great individual. Yes.
He absolutely was, and it was my honor. Now, the sad part for me was that I had just talked to Lou Thursday evening. I called to check on him, and he was excited about coming back to continue to work. He was emeritus, you know, our president of America.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm looking forward to working again on Armed Forces Day, our big event that we have every May. And I got the call Saturday from his son, Lou Lartigue Jr., who shared that he had just passed. Yes. Boy, that hit me like a ton of bricks. Ooh, I think it hit all of us pretty hard.
It did.
Pretty hard.
Well, Colonel, it's a real pleasure to have had you on here tonight. We've got a couple
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. And we've got a couple of other gentlemen that are coming on here. So,
Tom, can I jump in here just for a minute?
Oh, yes. Just shortly. We need. I tell you what, Pat, hold on. We're going to a break, and I'll bring you back on.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Colonel.
Have a good evening.
Yes, sir.
Tom. Bye-bye.
All right.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us on a very special edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans, for the veterans. And I can only say, you know, Tom, we lost a tremendous voice.
Oh, yes.
For our veterans.
True, it is.
With the passing of Lou Lartigue. And I know we've sort of dedicated tonight's show to his memory. And we are joined by a number of special guests to share their thoughts about Lou's legacy. And I'll just like hand that back over to you, Tom, and we can continue that conversation.
Yes, we have. Colonel Pat Downing is still on board with us. And Pete Ream is on board, and Brian, Major Brian Pataglio is on board, our Patriot of the Year last year. So we're loaded right here now. But we'll, at the end of our show, we'll have a representative on from Our Ladies of Lourdes Church, and that organization that did all the stuff that he was involved in there within his church facility. So Kenny will be on with us as well. So we're gonna bring all three of these guys on now. Pat, you had something you wanted to bring on.
So, Tom, finally, you know, when you work with someone as long as I did and as close to Lou Lartigue as I did, you sort of take them for granted somewhat, and you don't realize exactly how much they're doing. And I just like to say that the loss of Lou Lartigue left a great hole in our veterans community, not only in South Alabama, but
Amen.
All over Alabama.
Amen.
We lost a great man, but more importantly, we lost a great friend.
A great friend. Awesome gentleman. Yes.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Pat. Yeah, and we don't want to forget to find folks that help make this show possible as well. The Battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare Lady, Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number One Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And now we've got Brian Pataglio. Sergeant Major, do you have something you wanted to add to the show? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I'll make this pretty quick. I think we would do a disservice to Lou's legacy if there were not something named in his honor.
Amen.
And I think it's a great charter for or tasking for the SAVC to take on, or maybe even, you know, the commission in Mobile, that in the sometime in the near future, we see something like the Lou Lartigue Library or Overpass or Playground or Veterans Resource
Certainly, Center, certainly.
Like that's the impact, you know, and it just goes to the point of Colonel Barrow and Colonel Pat Downing as to this guy's contribution to not just a veteran community, but Mobile in the state of Alabama in of itself.
Yes, sir.
I would really like to see that happen.
Yes.
And I'm just planting the seed right now and pray that it will.
Right, right. And we're certainly on board with you on that, Sergeant Major. I think there's a lot of things that are under discussion and investigation at this time, so we'll just see how all that comes about. But he certainly warrants some additional recognition for all that he gives. I mean, look at his 18, 19 years in the South Alabama Veterans Council?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing we could fault him with, Tom, is he joined the Army and not the Corps.
Brian, I took care of that before he resigned. I made him an honorary Marine at South Alabama Veterans Council events, and I told him if he would be real nice and keep his nose clean, and he started laughing, and he knew where I was going. I said, we might find you a job equal to maybe a gunny sergeant or something like that, but I don't know where you would make a good lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps.
Because of his honorary marineship, he's exceptionally qualified.
He's qualified now, brother. He's Green Marine. Thank you, Sergeant Major.
Thank you, Tom. Semper Fi.
I just Semper Fi, brother. Pete, you're on board with us?
Oh yeah, I'm still with you.
I tell you, you look at it from the viewpoint of the fabulous Pete Ream here, Commander, U.S. Navy, and all the pies that you got your fingers in working with our Veterans Association, and I'm sure you have some things you'd like to add to this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, Lou was an absolute giant in the veterans community, just in Mobile as a civic leader. I'm glad you're having somebody, I was thinking about this, that you're having somebody from the church on, because a lot of people don't know, he did a lot in the church.
Amen.
I mean, he was down there cooking. I mean, I don't know who's cooking the fish for Lent this year, because I know Lou used to do a lot of that. And so I'm glad somebody's talking about that. But one of the things, he was a leader that didn't ask for recognition, but picked up the mantle where it needed to be. He was a leader in the American Legion. He was a leader in the BFW. He was a leader in Military Officers Association. He was a leader for the SAVC for almost two decades. And when he became president, we wouldn't let him quit because he was doing such a good job.
Right.
He tried many times and said, you know, my term's over. And we're like, nope, it ain't over.
Nope,
you got to stay.
Nope. Yep. We don't have bylaws, so they can't force you out.
That's right. We did it the Navy way. We didn't follow the rules.
Right, right. So, we made our own rules. Yes.
But the thing I got to say too about SABC is the South Alabama Veterans Council, particularly under his leadership, really got the South Alabama veterans community to coalesce, where we all know each other, we have camaraderie, we have mutual respect, and we speak with one voice. And what I want to recognize is, you remember we had that big fight in Montgomery last year?
Yes, yes.
Over that crappy bill they did. Well, right. That's another story. But right. The part is, South Alabama veterans had a big, big voice.
Yes, it did.
And he was a big driver of making that happen. And when I say a big voice, South Alabama was the only part of the state that got all of their state representatives and senators to vote the way we wanted for the veterans.
Right.
The only part of the state.
Right.
It was like a block vote. And we got a bit of a reputation in Montgomery for that. And, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery. The other parts of the state are looking at what Lou has done at the South Alabama Veterans Council and is being recreated, most notably in Montgomery. They yes. have created the River Region Veterans Council.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Patterned after what Lou did.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and then the other two, one in Birmingham and one in Huntsville, as Pat was talking about a while ago, Colonel Downey, and brought that to reminded us of that, you know, and they all are copies of our organization. They all visited our organization, and then we've had Admiral Davis talk specifically about that. When they started the Montgomery unit, they specifically wanted to make it like Mobile's unit.
Yep.
And where we have 60, 65 members at each our monthly meeting, and we had the one at the waterfront here this past meeting. We had 95 representatives there. That's you know.
Yes.
I mean, how many veterans show up for something like that? And people that are advocates of our what we do and patriots of our veterans.
And it's from all across the area.
It is.
All across different various organizations are all represented. And it's even gotten to the point people know if you want to reach the veterans, that's where you go. All right. In election year, we get to see all the candidates because they all come.
Right. They all want to come see us.
They know that's where they can reach the veterans.
Right. And we never take a political position in that regard, but at the same time, we like to give them a benefit of being able to present their position to our members.
Yeah. No, he was huge in that. And he didn't ask for anything special. And look, he was the one. He always made sure the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day flag raising happened.
Right.
And the daylight, the sunrise flag raising, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, he did that. He did the Flags of Glory out at Mobile Memorial Gardens.
Yes.
15 years. He put that together with Julius Powell every year. He carried Blue Star Salute on Armed Forces Day out of the battleship. Lou pretty much carried that on his back for 15 years.
Right, yes.
And that was a huge event with, you know, a couple of thousand people and hundreds of veterans participating. And, you know, he would bring in, skydivers or helicopters people to see.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just for the veterans. It was for the citizens to be able to see the veterans,
right.
to learn
right.
about the military.
Right.
I mean, his contribution is you know, it echoes the Sergeant Major. We need to name something after
right,
something
right.
needs to be
well,
named
he's
after Lieutenant Colonel Lou Larty. He absolutely
he's
loved it. He
absolutely earned it. Appreciate you being on board, Pete. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, y'all have a great night. Thanks for
all
having
All right,
me.
Brother. Have a blessed day. We shall return
right,
shortly.
Bye.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. And we have dedicated tonight's show to our dear brother, Lou Lartigue, and his memory. And at this point, we are joined by Mr. Kenny Kleinschrott from the Knights of Columbus and Our Lady Lord's Church. Kenny, welcome to SBN, and thank you for being here with us as we remember a great patriot, but also a great community leader, Mr. Lou Lartigue.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to speak for him and about him, and just like to say that at his funeral, when the veterans showed their great respect with the final salute, that was one of the most impressive moments of my witnessing a veteran being laid to rest.
Well, we certainly enjoyed being a part of it, and we wanted to make sure that he earned the respect that, or shown the respect that he had earned, Kenny. And we've had a lot of coverage tonight from most of our veterans that are on board here with us that has worked with him on numerous events here in the Mobile area. But we don't have anybody except yourself, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to let you come on board is we don't have any real insight on where he was at in the religious section there, like with Our Lady of Lourdes, and all the things that he had done there, as well as the Knights of Columbus. So if you give us a brief synopsis of that endeavor, yeah, we would certainly appreciate it.
And I just also like to mention that, you know, in listening to the show tonight, I just, you know, with his work with the Senior Center, I've been on the foundation and now have been, you know, he handpicked me to be the president to take his place. And that, you know, that we're getting ready to have C.J. Small is working towards getting, you know, phase 1 through 5 done at the Senior Center at Boykin and Dauphinon Parkway. I was going to petition to have the new gym built when it's built, to have it named after Lou.
Awesome.
I think that would be a great
yes.
thing. And but anyway, so I've been at Lady of Lourdes for 25 years when Lou moved back to Mobile in 2005. I had already been a knight there for about 5 years and worked very closely with him in the kitchen. And Lou always, you know, would ask if I needed to help, you know, hey, you need any help cooking or whatever. And I said, Lou, nobody wants to, you know, eat my cooking. Let me wash the dishes. And he said, well, somebody's got to do it. So here's your job. So it was always fun working with him. As the priest said at his funeral mass, that, you know, Lou would be there. He'd enter the church, take his hat off, would go to adoration a half hour before mass, you know, and, you know, serving with him closely on the parish councils and finance councils and stuff. You know, he was just a great guy. You know, in my tribute to him on the community action group that, you know, ironically, Lou got so sick that he wasn't able to speak at our Veterans Day talk. And he got his son, Lou Jr., to come speak. And,
awesome
and,
gentleman as well.
Yeah, right. And with an hour notice, Lou Jr. did a great job because asked him to speak first on his dad, and then do on his own service. And so anyway, you know, just that, you know, I just like to say that, you know, Lou may have been one of the finest humans I've ever met. And I can't pay any bigger compliment than that.
Well, I understand that he had a big history in the Eagle Scouts as well.
Yeah, David Ladner gave me a couple of hints on that. And so evidently it was Troop 20 and, Lou and Lou Jr. both were Eagle Scouts, and you know, David Ladner has been in the scouting for most of his entire life, and you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I can tell when I walk up and talk to somebody for a few minutes, I don't always get what armed service they were in, but I can tell they were in the military because of how they handled themselves.
Right.
And Lou was one of those fellows like that, and I, like I said, I appreciate every veteran. My joke about me is I went down to go register for the draft, and he said, we quit doing that a month ago.
So you were blessed. You were blessed, brother.
Oh, yeah. So I missed it by just a little bit. But, you know, Lou was one of the, you know, a very devout Catholic. You know, he practices faith, you know, as people say, you know, that people, you know, wear certain things on their sleeve. Lou never looked for recognition in any of the things he did, and as hard as he worked for the community, whether it was the senior center or at the Knights of Columbus, there's a track history there that we can only say that boy just. None of us are going to be able to fill it. We've already recognized how much harder we're having to work with him missing.
Now we have some awesome gentlemen that are moving into the areas that he had been in control of all these years, like Tornabera and some of these other gentlemen like yourself. And I know that you guys will be excellent in performance of your jobs because he's laid good groundwork, and he gave you something good to work with when you got there. So. That's just, you didn't have to build it like he did in some of the areas that he worked on. So we appreciate
it. We're following him. We're not replacing him.
No. We're just following him. Trying to do the best we can. We can. There's no way that we'll ever fill his shoes, you know. And we'll never get over him. You know, we just have to work through it day by day.
No, and I'm going to tell you that, gentlemen, I'm 68, and a lot of the fellows that were, 45 to 60, We had tears in our eyes, and I told him, I said, that's kind of rare for this many of us to be, teary-eyed.
He touched the whole community, Kenny, and civilians as well as our veterans community. I wanted to be the one to present the flag to him there because he and I were pretty tight. We're old dip boys as well. Mm-hmm. I'm from Riverside Drive, So we had a camaraderie together over the years, and because I knew Zip and Vic, back in the days, his father and uncle.
Lou said that was his first job working there.
I probably knew him before I went to the Marine Corps. I didn't know him by name anyway, though. But we really appreciate you taking the time to come on board here with us tonight and bring us up to date on that. There will be some other areas that we will get involved with and about Brother Lou here in the very near future. I know there's several endeavors that are underway, investigation and information are trying to be gathered at this time so that it will be correct. And I'm certainly on page Commander Pete Ream is on in that he should be recognized on the Gulf Coast, and we're very appreciative of you making that petition to recognize him there in the facility, just in what he did within your school and church and all that's right there, So God bless all of you. And I know it's you all feel like I do, and we can't replace him. We'll just keep trying to go forward and do the best we can with what he left us to work with.
Yes, sir. All right, and I appreciate you asking me to come on. Thank you.
Well, it was a pleasure and very informative, Kenny, and bless you and what you're trying to do there in those facilities that you're working in there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Brother Pat, you still on board?
I just listened to the rest of the program. Great program, and I appreciate you allowing me to be part of it tonight, Tom and Cal.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on because you're always very informative. I knew that you had worked real close with Lou over the years and played a big part, and you're a big part of the South Alabama Veterans Council as well, and the cemetery and all the other things, the Veterans Day events and the Veteran of the Year events and all, and I'm just so pleased to have been Veteran of the Year. I think you were a Veteran of the Year in 2011?
2010, and right behind Dr. Booth in 2009. But, you and I have talked about this before. It's a pleasure. It's what I call still serving. I served 36 years in the Army. I've been retired now for 26, and we're still serving.
Right, right. Well, somebody said something to me earlier today, and we was talking about having this the show tonight. And they said, well, how come all you veterans are always doing stuff for veterans? I said, well, we have learned as a veteran and being in the veteran community, usually if you want something done that serves our veterans and helps with our veterans and maybe the lives of our veterans and betterment of, it takes a vet because nobody knows another vet like another vet.
That's exactly right. And I think it impresses the civilians I've talked to who have never served in the military. It impresses them to know and understand that we're taking care of each other.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Appreciate you being on board.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Cal, you still on board?
Absolutely. I've appreciated all of the information about Lou. And Tom, we could probably do three or four shows with all of the things that Lou has been involved with.
Well, yeah.
And the impact.
And the numerous other people there that would like to get on it because they had something to do with him, some great event that they worked with him on and all. We just only have such an allotted time and all, you know. We couldn't really get everybody on that wanted to talk about him and thank you for all that he's done. So.
Yep, and maybe we can look at doing that maybe in one of our podcasts, Tom. But we do want to dedicate taps to Lou Lartigue tonight.
Amen. Hoorah.